To many outside the U.S., our whole debate about the debt ceiling is just plain confusing. Maybe that's because no one else seems to have one. Here's more on that from The World's Jason Margolis.
When you look at the foreign press online, a lot of stories about the U.S. right now go something like this.
So what is the debt ceiling? Well, in many months, the U.S. government spends more money than it gets in. Like anyone.
That's a BBC video that accompanies its debt ceiling coverage. The video must be hugely helpful for people outside the U.S. who have good reason to be confused.
The debt ceiling is a very strange idea, and I'm not surprised that very few other countries have it.
Lee Branstetter, an economist at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, says the debt ceiling creates a built-in conflict between different laws.
When Congress passes a budget and the president signs it, that creates a set of legal obligations. And what can happen, and what has happened, is that, you know, the budget that Congress passes and the president signs can conflict with this other law called the debt ceiling, which says that the U.S. government can only borrow so much money, right? So this is a very weird situation, and it's kind of gratifying that other countries aren't engaging in this.
Well, most other countries. At least one other nation does have a debt ceiling, Denmark. Lisbeth Petersen is an economist at the Danish National Center for Social Research. I asked her if Denmark ever has problems with its debt ceiling like we've been having.
No, not at all. Not really, no. In Denmark, we never hit the ceiling, you know.
She says the reason Denmark doesn't hit its ceiling is because they set it really high.
You really have to do something stupid to hit the debt ceiling.
In other words, it's kind of an emergency check on Danish lawmakers, not a biannual fight. Petersen also points out that Danes wouldn't go to the brink over a fight over health insurance. They already have universal coverage. This is not to say Danes are profligate spenders with no limits. European Union states have caps on how much money they can spend as a percentage of their economic output. Lee Branstetter says that's a different concept, though, from a debt ceiling. He says the EU spending ceiling was put in place because some member states had a history of high deficits. The guidelines instill a bit of fiscal discipline.
However, lots of EU states have gone well above the ceiling, you know, including the core economies like Germany and France. And they've done so without much in the way of a real penalty. And, you know, the guideline is designed to be flexible so that in difficult economic circumstances, it can be exceeded. So it doesn't create the same kinds of problems in the EU that the debt ceiling creates for us.
So what is Branstetter's solution? Dump the debt ceiling.
Because, again, you know, essentially what it amounts to is the possibility of this weird situation where the government has two contradictory laws. I just don't think it's a situation that we want to be in. And I don't think that the existence of a debt ceiling has really accomplished anything in terms of imposing fiscal discipline on the United States in the long run.
Perhaps that's another option for members of Congress to consider. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.